At the beginning of her school year at fifth grade, of her fifth grade class, she was a fifth grade teacher, Mrs. Thompson told all of her students an untruth. She said, "I love you all equally. I appreciate all of you equally." But that was untrue, because that was impossible, because sitting in the front row was a little boy by the name of Teddy Stoddard. And Teddy, as Mrs. Thompson had noted the year before, was a problem child. He always came to school a little messy and dirty, unorganized. He would be unpleasant with his classmates and on the playground and in the cafeteria. He was mean. And as the year went on, Mrs. Thompson took pleasure, actually. She began to actually take pleasure in marking his tests with big, broad, red ink, XXX, and putting a big F on top of his paper. But in the middle of the school year, as the school required, all teachers had to review each of their students' past records. And so she reviewed Teddy's. It was last on her list. She looked at his. She reviewed his file, and she was surprised. First grade teacher said, "Teddy is a bright child. He does his work neatly. He does have good manners. He's a joy to be around." The second grade teacher wrote, "Teddy is an excellent student. He's well liked by his classmates. But he is troubled. Troubled because his mother has cancer. It's terminal. Life at home must be a big struggle for him." She goes on to her third grade teacher. Third grade teacher said this, "His mother's death has been very hard on him. He tries to do his best, but his father doesn't know what to do, has shown a lack of interest. His home life will soon affect his schoolwork unless some steps are not taken soon and now." Fourth grade, Teddy's teacher wrote, "Teddy is withdrawn, doesn't show much interest in school at all, doesn't have many friends, he sometimes sleeps in class." And Mrs. Thompson realized that it wasn't Teddy that was a problem, it was her. It was her attitude. She was ashamed of herself. And she felt even worse when at Christmas time that year, all the students brought beautifully wrapped presents, except for Teddy's. Teddy's was wrapped in just a grocery bag, just a plain brown wrapping. She took the pains to open all the gifts while the students were there. Maybe it's a bit old-fashioned. In the middle, she took out Teddy's gifts and opened those, and it revealed a quarter-filled bottle of perfume and a bracelet with some of the charms missing on it. She put on the bracelet. She ignored the laughter of some of the students. She dabbed some of the perfume onto her wrist. She went on with the day, opened the rest of the presents, and then at the end of the day, Teddy stayed after school just long enough to say, "Mrs. Thompson, today you smelled just like my mom." After all the students left, she cried for at least an hour. On that day, she quit teaching just reading, writing, and arithmetic. She began to teach students, children. She paid particular attention to Teddy. She worked with him. She invested time with him, extra time after school. The more that she worked with him, the more that he came alive. The more she encouraged him, the more and faster he responded. By the end of the year, Teddy had become one of the best achieving students in her class. Despite the lie that she had told her students that she would love all the children the same. Teddy became her favorite. The year ended a year later, and there was a note under her door from Teddy. Teddy saying that she was the best teacher he had ever had. 6 years later, another note from Teddy. Teddy had finished high school. Teddy was third in his class. Still, she was the best teacher he had. 4 years after that, graduated from college, a letter from Teddy. Graduated summa cum laude. He assured Mrs. Thompson that she was still his best favorite teacher. Another 4 years had passed, and Teddy's letter came again. This time was signed Theodore F. Stoddard, medical doctor. Still, favorite teacher. Story doesn't end there. That year, another letter came. He was going to be married. He explained that his father died a couple years ago. He was wondering if Mrs. Thompson would agree to sit at his wedding at the place that was reserved for his mother. And of course, she agreed. She wore the bracelet. She dabbed on that perfume that she kept. After they hugged each other, Dr. Stoddard whispered in her ear, "Thank you." "Thank you, Mrs. Thompson, for believing in me. Thank you for making me feel important, special. Thank you for showing me that I could make a difference." And then, with tears in her eyes, she whispered back, she said, "Teddy, you have it wrong. You were the one who taught me today that I could make a difference. I didn't know I could teach until I met you." Those who need the most love in life are the hardest often to love. This week was hard for me to love. Someone asked me to visit somebody in jail that had done something I couldn't forgive. I passed it off to God. I said, God's mercy is greater than mine. God's love is more than I can, more in my capacity. I said, others could pick up the slack. There's others that specialized and that kind of thing. I pray for the capacity to love. Pray for the capacity to forgive. When it's hard, pray for the patience needed to be a disciple of Christ. When Jesus came into the world, he came to shepherds that were considered to be lowly individuals who, because they allowed their animals to graze wherever, they were seen as a little bit of low lives. It wasn't the angels where the sign of God was to be. It was a little baby. Baby born in a barn or a cave. Simple place. to those people. Coming to those people. Coming to lowly places where we will learn to love the most. It's in doing those things that we will learn what love is like. I pray for God's light to break in, the inbreaking of God's light upon all people. All people, upon our hearts, upon those that haven't gotten a break, haven't heard much love, upon those who need it most. Amen.